All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Mark's Takes Sports Radio Show presented by 12 Ounce Sports. Another Wednesday, another week. Last weekend, we went 2-2. You know, not the best, not the worst, but I'll take it. We had a very successful college football betting season. And with that, I am officially retired from betting college football. I know that there's a ton of bowl games and everything, but you know, I'm not going to be betting any more units on college football. I'm going to hang it up here while I'm up a lot of units, and I'm happy. You know, I'm happy with how it turned out. So today we're going to be breaking down the college football playoff rankings, getting into some bowl games, talking about some of my favorite matchups in these bowl games. Then we're going to get into some NBA action for tonight. There's a lot of good matchups. I believe it is a 13-game slate tonight for the NBA. And then we will go down the list of my picks and plays that I have there on the right. So obviously, if you're listening to this later on Spotify, obviously you just don't have the graphic, but you'll get all the picks and plays just like everybody else who's listening to this live. So yeah, 13-game NBA slate tonight. I'll get into that. Usually, probably around the midway point of the show, but right now, let's get into the college football playoff rankings. So, first of all, I just want to say that I'm happy with the rankings. I think there was just no way that they were going to put Alabama at two. You know, if you beat one, you are number one. You know, that's just, I think that's kind of how their logic was. Like, if you beat number one, that makes you number one. And yes, I know Michigan absolutely destroyed Iowa. Shout out to them. And I'm not going to sit here and be like, yeah, Michigan really deserved to be number one. The Michigan State loss was horrible. And I just think the committee was so set on, if you beat number one, you're going to be number one. And, you know, hand up, I had Georgia. Hand up, I had Georgia -6.5 as one of my plays last week. Hand up, you know, it was very, very bad, and I'm not proud of the play. As soon as, you know, Georgia went up 10-0, and I said, okay, this is going to be exactly what I thought. You know, Georgia's going to steamroll them. This is exactly what everybody thought. Alabama are the frauds that, you know, we all knew they were. Nope, we were all completely wrong. Well, everybody that bet Georgia -6.5, I will no longer be betting against Nick Saban. I feel like it's almost the equivalent of betting against Tom Brady, which I've never done. Last year in the Super Bowl, I had the Bucks +3.5. So I'm not going to bet against Nick Saban anymore. So whatever the line is for Alabama, Cincinnati, the Alabama spread may be my play of the year. And I said I'm not betting any more bowl games, but I will be betting the college football playoff. I'm not going to be betting any of like the other bowl games because honestly, it's just too much. But I will be betting Georgia, Michigan, and Alabama, Cincinnati. The rest of the games, no. So Alabama spread may be my game of the year. I'm yet to have a game of the year. It's December 8th, so I kind of got to get one in there, and there's no better time to fit your game of the year than the last possible day to do it, which would be December 31st. So I may honestly put my game of the year on the last day of the year, December 31st, and have Alabama, I think it's -11.5, -12.5 against Cincinnati. But, you know, these rankings are great for college football. It's fantastic to see another school that's not Ohio State in the Big Ten make it to the college football playoff. Michigan's story is fantastic as well. You know, no one had them in. No one cared about them. No one was giving them attention until probably, the midway point of the season? A little over the midway point, really until the Michigan State game, no one cared. You know, they were going through teams left and right, but to be fair, the teams weren't great. You know, it was Rutgers, the game at Nebraska, if you want to count that. But again, no one really cared until they lost to Michigan State. And then I feel like once they beat Penn State on the road, it was like, okay, like, you know, what is this team actually capable of? And here they are, Big Ten champions and going to the college football playoff, going to the Orange Bowl. They're going to play Georgia. Yeah, it's a good game. It's a really good game. I'm going to be rooting for Michigan. I just really don't want the Alabama-Georgia rematch in the national championship. And I also had the feeling that the committee was hesitant to put a rematch. Like, if they were going to put Cincinnati at 3 and Georgia at 4, I think they were hesitant to do a rematch in the semifinal. Like, they didn't want to have Alabama-Georgia play again in the semifinal. They want to wait, you know, if these teams both end up winning, we see a rematch in the college, in the national championship. You know, that's, they much rather prefer those SEC heavyweights to go head-to-head in the biggest money grab, you know, national championship game rather than, you know, the semifinals. But again, I'm not mad at the rankings. I think it's great for college football. Again, I was an Oklahoma State believer. They let me down. They were so close to making it. They wouldn't have made it anyways because everybody, you know, because Alabama won, Michigan won, so, and Cincinnati won. But I was an Oklahoma State believer, and they dropped all the way down to 9. They finished 11-2. They were inches away from the Big 12 title. That was a fantastic game. Baylor's goal line defense was insane. Like, their red zone defense was insane. They stopped Oklahoma State multiple times in the red zone, and you just had to give it to them. Oklahoma State looked horrible. The quarterback threw like 3 interceptions in 3 minutes. He was not ready. But you know, the rest of the bowl games are also really great besides the semifinal. So besides the Rose Bowl, I think the Rose Bowl is literally like the most boring game of all time, and I'm really bummed because I was somebody that I wanted to go to the Rose Bowl. I live in Southern California. That's really like the only close game is the Rose Bowl. So I'm always looking forward to seeing, it's always Big Ten, Pac-12. So I was looking forward to seeing Oregon. I originally thought it was going to be Oregon versus Michigan. And now it's basically Utah, Ohio State, the losers versus Utah, who beat Oregon not once but twice in embarrassing fashion. It's just like, I do not care about this game at all. I don't want to buy tickets to a game that I just have no desire to go and sit. It's just kind of irrelevant teams, and I feel like no one on the West Coast really cares about Ohio State, Utah. Fiesta Bowl, Notre Dame, Oklahoma State. That should be a great game. I'm looking forward to that. I think the one I'm most looking forward to is Michigan State, Pittsburgh. I really, really like Kenny Pickett. I think Bryce Young has the Heisman locked up after his performance on Saturday. But if there was someone else who I would want to win, it would definitely be Kenny Pickett. He wears a glove on his non-throwing hand, which I find really awesome. Seems like a great dude. He might be the first quarterback taken in this year's draft. We'll see. But I wish he like ran away with the Heisman earlier in the season. But you know, I think Bryce Young is like a -700 to win it right now. And yeah, so he pretty much has it locked up. And then we have the Sugar Bowl, Baylor and Ole Miss. Another great game. That is fantastic. I think Ole Miss is always really entertaining. And then the other game, Citrus, Outback Bowl should be good. Penn State, Arkansas. The Outback Bowl is like the two losers of the, not losers, but they're like the team that was like not good enough to get into the Big Ten team that's like very average. And like the SEC team that's like good, but not good enough, you know? And same with the Citrus Bowl. It's always like the same type of vibe. Citrus and Outback, I always think, are like the same. But yeah, I think the one of the most intriguing games that I saw was NC State versus UCLA in the Holiday San Diego Bowl December 28th. That's a really cool matchup because UCLA, you know, finally had a good season with Chip Kelly, and they went 8-4, finally made it to this. I believe this is their first bowl appearance under Chip Kelly, and they get to play a really entertaining NC State team who choked so badly against UNC. That was embarrassing. But yeah, so I think that's definitely one of the most interesting matchups. Don't sleep on UCLA. They've had a really, you know, really fun season, finally, you know, finally, I'm not a UCLA football fan, but living close to UCLA, I've just always wanted them to, like, actually be good. No one goes out to Pasadena to watch them, but hey, going 8-4, that's a step in the right direction. Look, and then we have North Carolina, South Carolina could get a little rowdy, like a little, like that could get maybe a little rowdy in the Duke, in the Mayo Bowl, Duke's Mayo Bowl. I just love all the names of the bowls. Clemson, Iowa State in the Cheez-It Bowl. Clemson finished the season pretty well, but they are going to play Iowa State in that bowl. I think Clemson will win that pretty handedly. Let's see. But besides that, I feel like... Oh, and then the Barstool Bowl. We cannot forget about the Barstool Bowl. Is that on here? So they are having, let me find it. I believe it is Boise State, Central Michigan or Western Michigan. It's definitely one of the Michigans. It is, Central Michigan and Boise State. You know, it seems really fun to go to. I was looking at tickets. They were very cheap. They were like insanely cheap. And so I am going to check, you know, maybe I'll fly to Arizona for the day. The thing is, again, I have absolutely no interest in Boise State versus Central Michigan. It's more for the actual, like, Barstool element. I don't care about these two teams. I respect the blue turf, but I also don't care about either of these teams. But, yeah, besides that, the bowl season should be fun, and it should be a really fun college football playoff and New Year's Six. One of the best sports days, and one of the best ways to kick the year off is watching those games on New Year's Day and watching them on New Year's Eve. And I may have my game of the year on New Year's Eve. Stay tuned. Okay, so now let's transition over to some NBA for tonight, some of my bets and action for tonight. Before we get into that, I want to get into some stats, courtesy of my friends at Better Media. Put together a very nice little Instagram slide thing about some trends and stats going on in the NBA, because we have a huge 13-game slate tonight in the NBA. So, again, shout out to Better Media. They put this nice little infographic together, and let's just get into it. So, first stat, Charlotte and Philadelphia, I think they're playing again tonight. The over is 7-1 in their last 8, Sixers -6 versus the Hornets tonight. Hornets have a lot of players out due to COVID protocols. LaMelo, there's a couple other players. It seems like the COVID is unfortunately getting a lot of teams. The Bulls are in the same position. Ja Morant, Nick Batum was out. Embiid had COVID, so it just seems like it's inevitable at this point. Canada, so we have the Raptors -7.5 tonight against the Thunder. The Raptors are 3-9 against the spread at home. So we'll see. Raptors -7.5 versus the Thunder. These are just some interesting stats to think about when you're placing your bets tonight. So next one, Denver Nuggets versus New Orleans Pelicans, last 10. Denver is 2-8 against the spread in their last 10 against the Pelicans. The Nuggets are 2.5-point favorites versus the Pelicans tonight. That's just, like, sounds hard to believe, because the Nuggets, I feel like, are significantly better than the Pelicans, but they are 2-8 in their last, 10, and -2.5 tonight versus the Pelicans. And lastly, Warriors absolutely dominate on home court. They are 11-3-1 against the spread playing at home, and they are -14.5 tonight against the Blazers. I believe the Blazers are missing both Dame Lillard and CJ McCollum. Warriors -14.5 tonight against the Blazers. All right, so again, those stats were brought to you by my friends at Better Media. They put together a nice little Instagram slide graphic thing. If you are interested in seeing it, go ahead, check out their Instagram at Better Media. And they run a great page. Okay, so let's get into my plays tonight and for this weekend. It pains me that we do not have any more college. Pains me that we don't have any more college football to bet on. But it means I'm moving quickly over to college basketball. I situate myself in college basketball a lot slower than college football. I For college football, I just jump right in. You know, week zero, I'm betting every single game. For college basketball, I take it a lot slower because the season is so long. I mean, we're going all the way to April. We're going all the way to March. And think about all those games during March Madness. So I like to keep it very slow in these months where we still have a lot of other action going on. Like we have NFL going on. We have NBA going on. We'll have college football in about a month, 3 weeks. Bowl season will be here soon, even though I'm retired. Again, I'm retired, so it doesn't matter for me. But we still have NFL, we have NBA, we have hockey. So I like to keep my units for college basketball pretty limited until like February, March, when we really start to lock in for that college basketball. So my first play is from college basketball, but this may be my second college basketball pick of the entire year. And I see people on TikTok, Instagram, they're hitting 5-6 games. College basketball is great because it's always on. If you're bored and you need something to watch, it's always on. But again, I keep my units small. I'm taking Wisconsin -4.5 tonight against Indiana. Wisconsin is legit. They are a legit March Madness team. They're like one of those teams you'll see in the tournament in a couple of months that are like the sleeper team. They are currently ranked. These teams are both 7-1, okay? But Wisconsin has played some actually good teams. Indiana has not. And Indiana's one loss comes from a pretty bad Syracuse team. They did go into double overtime, but like Indiana should have beat Syracuse. So I like Wisconsin at home, ugly Big Ten game. You know, I'm feeling like an ugly, ugly Big Ten game. Tonight I would also play the under. Wisconsin is 6-2 against the spread, this year. And they are, again, both teams are 7-1, but, Wisconsin is 6-2 against the spread, Indiana 5-3. So these are two pretty good teams. But I am not 100% sold on Indiana yet because they have not played really, you know, great teams. So this is like their first actual test. You know, they're playing conference play on the road. This is, you know, they played Nebraska, but Nebraska is like pretty bad. They're a pretty bad basketball team. So they were like steamrolling, you know, these non-conference opponents, but now they're finally getting to some conference play. This is their real first test for Indiana football. I mean, for Indiana basketball. Jeez, Indiana football is dead, dead, dead. This is their first real test on the road. I just don't see it. I feel like it's going to be ugly on Indiana's side, and I'm going to take Wisconsin. -4.5, play 5 if you can, and definitely play 4. But if you have 5, I would even play that. I think this Wisconsin team experienced a lot of great players, and then Indiana, they're still kind of finding their way. Even though they're steamrolling opponents, they're still steamrolling opponents in Indiana, but these are pretty bad, bad teams. They're playing non-conference, and they lost to Syracuse on the road in a close game, but again, that was a game that they probably should have won. Okay, so my next play, going back to my infographic that I mentioned earlier from my friends at Better Media, over in Sixers and Hornets. Let's check out what the line is now. I think Vegas is kind of on to people just betting this over, betting Hornets overs. So let's check it out here. Hornets. 214, I would take that. You know, both pretty bad defensive teams. Over 214, I love that. I love that. When I checked the other day during the game, because they're playing, this is the second time they've played each other. They're having a little series right now. When I checked last time, the score was literally like 45-40 in the first quarter. So it's like there's no defense being played. Zero defense being played. So that is my play for NBA tonight. And if you're wondering about the Clippers line, it's tough. I would probably take the under 210. Clippers offense reeks. Celtics are going to be on a back-to-back, no Jaylen Brown. I would take the under for the Clippers-Celtics, under 210. I would also look at the first half line, but the Clippers' offense is pretty anemic. The Celtics going to be without Jaylen Brown on a back-to-back. I know they got blown out, but you know it wasn't a blowout really until like the fourth quarter, so they might have those, you know, bad back-to-back legs, the Celtics. I like the under 210. Okay, let's move on to some NFL. NFL for tonight, I mean for this weekend, and for tomorrow, Vikings, Steelers, under 43.5. I don't know why that says 43.2. My producer, I don't know why that says that. I have to yell at my producer later. If you're wondering who that is, it's me. But yeah, so under 43.5. Both these teams pretty abysmal. Pretty abysmal offenses, especially the Steelers. When I look at the Steelers, offense, it literally makes me almost want to gouge my eyes out. Like truly, because they have, oh my God, Big Ben is not good. He's very bad. Pittsburgh is 4-7 against with the over. I believe that Minnesota has actually a good record with the over. They are 7-5 with the over, but they are missing a wide receiver, and Dalvin Cook is questionable to play tomorrow. So again, I think this is going to be an ugly, ugly slugfest for tomorrow. Really ugly. And yeah, so they've ruled out wide receiver Adam, I don't know how to say his last name, and they've listed Dalvin Cook as questionable. I have to take the under. I feel like the under has hit in a lot of these big primetime games. It's just been kind of, how do I say, boring. Like, the NFL's not, you know, it's not super boring, but we're not getting, like, these, like, crazy shootouts like we have in the past couple of years. So, because of that, I'm going to take the under. You know, I feel like every Thursday night, it's the under. It's always the under on Thursday night football. It's always the under. So, I'm taking it. Under 43.5. I know that's a pretty low under. Usually anything under 48, 47. I'm a bit hesitant to take, but I'm going to take under 43.5 for tomorrow night. All right, so my last play, Cardinals -2. We are going all the way to Monday night. We're going all the way to Monday night football. Cardinals, Rams in Arizona. If I know anything about this Rams team, is they crumble under pressure. They crumble under big games. They just beat the Jaguars, and nobody cares because the Jaguars stink. Matthew Stafford, you know, was able to stat pad it up all game long. He looked really good because he only plays good against bad teams. This is a huge divisional game. If the Cardinals win, they pretty much have the NFC locked up. If the Rams lose, they're just another shitty wildcard team, and it's another disappointing season for them. So, again, if the Cardinals do win, they are going to basically have the NFC locked up. They are -2.5 right now. That is free money. Listen, let's look back at Matthew Stafford's big games this year. Tom Brady game. Yeah, okay, yeah, he played well. He played good that game, okay, against the Bucs. Next game against the Cardinals at home, horrible, abysmal. Against the Titans, embarrassing. Threw 2 interceptions in 2 minutes, one of the most embarrassing performances I've seen from an LA Rams quarterback, and I watched Jared Goff play for multiple years. Against the Packers, he wasn't great. He wasn't horrible, but he was not great. Against the Jaguars, of course he's good because he's only good against bad teams. He likes to stat pad. He likes to, you know, sling the ball against bad teams, bad defenses. This Cardinals team is good. The Rams are on the road. Oh, I also forgot the Niners. How could I forget the Niners? He threw 2 interceptions in 2 minutes in that game as well. The Cardinals at home. It's going to be loud. It's going to be crazy. And you know who crumbles under crazy and who crumbles under the pressure? Matthew Stafford. I'm going to start calling him Matthew Stafford on here, truly, because he will crumble on Monday night. We saw what happened in San Francisco. I'm expecting the same thing. And the Cardinals being a -135 money line should be illegal. It should be illegal. This Rams team is never going to change. they'll win all the bad games. They'll lose all the really, really good, strong opponents. And that's how it's going to be with Matthew Stafford. That's how it's been for a long time with him. And unfortunately, he won't get to stat pad all night. If the Rams win on Monday night, I will jump into my freezing cold pool in fully clothed. If the Rams win Monday night, did I say Thursday night? The Rams win Monday night, I will jump into my pool that is like 50 degrees, fully clothed. Because I am so confident that this Rams team is going to get blown out by the Cardinals. The Rams defense is full of frauds. The Cardinals offense is really explosive. And against a shitty, soft Rams defense like this one, the Cardinals are going to eat. I have them at -2.5. That may be my game of the year. Honestly, I'm thinking about the Alabama line, but my NFL game of the year may be the Cardinals -2.5. I will have an official announcement about it soon, but, you know, I'm going to think about it. I've already placed the bet. I placed it yesterday because I saw the line. And I said, a divisional game on the road for the Rams with Matthew Stafford at the helm. Oh no, they're going to lose. They're going to get destroyed. These games are painful to watch as Rams fans because I actually think Stafford is a good quarterback. Like, I think he's good. Do I think he's really, really amazing? No, but I think he is way more competent than Jared Goff. I think he can read an offense, you know, pretty well. But I think that he crumbles under pressure, and he's a stat padder, and he came to LA, became BFFs with Sean McVay, became BFFs with Cooper Kupp, and great for him, okay? You come to LA not to play sports. You come to LA for the social aspect. You come to LA to go clubbing. You come to LA to go to the beach. You do not come to win. That's just like kind of how it always is. And look at Odell Beckham Jr. Look at LeBron. LeBron won the Mickey Mouse title, but, you know, he's also in Space Jam 2. So I think that this is my game of the year for NFL. Cardinals -2.5. If I lose this, I will jump into my freezing cold pool Monday night, right? I will jump into my freezing cold pool Monday night after the game, 50 degrees. 50 degrees in my pool. I'll jump in it. Cardinals -2.5. You know, lock it in. Lock it in now before it maybe gets any bigger. I really doubt it will. But, you know, it may stretch to 3.5. I would still make that my game of the year. All right, so let's get into recap. Recap of the picks. Wisconsin -4.5 tonight against Indiana. Play it at 5. Play it at 4. You know, probably wouldn't play it any more than that. Hornets, Sixers over. The overs are 7-1. Vikings, Steelers under 43.5. It's always the under on Thursday night football. And then Cardinals -2.5. Next Monday night, lock it in. My game of the year announcement coming soon. And yeah, that's going to do it for me this week. I will be back next week. You know, we're going to keep it rolling here on 12 Ounce Sports. Thank you guys for listening today live. If you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple Podcasts afterwards, shout out to you. You know, always bet responsibly. If you are a person you know has a problem with gambling, contact 1-800-GAMBLER to get the help you need. All right, everybody, have a great week, great day, great night, wherever you are, and I will catch you guys next week. Peace.